The Boston Bruins were playing the second of back-to-back nights against New York teams, but after beating the New York Islanders in Boston Tuesday, the Bruins let one get away against the New York Rangers at Madison Square Garden last night. The Rangers struck first on a one-timer by Mika Zibanejad, but the Bruins took control in the middle frame, tallies by Danton Heinen, David Pastrnak, and Patrice Bergeron. In the third period, though, perhaps the fatigue set in for the Bruins. The Rangers tied the game and sent things to overtime. Yaroslav Halak made a sensational save in the OT and had 36 saves in all on the night, but the shootout went seven rounds before Tony DeAngelo won it for the Rangers. The Bruins do pick up 1 point for the regulation tie and are now knotted up for third place in the Atlantic Division with the Montreal Canadiens. The Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Ottawa Senators 5-4 last night, so they now have a 3-point lead over both Boston and Montreal. To women's college hoops, and sophomore Nicole Anderson nailed a tie-breaking three-pointer with 34 seconds left to lift the St. Michael's Purple Knights to a 76-68 win over Southern New Hampshire University at Ross Sports Center in Colchester. Anderson's trade triggered an 8-0 Purple Knights run that put the game away and capped off a comeback from a 14-point second-half deficit. The St. Michael's men were also victorious against their Southern New Hampshire counterparts, an 82-72 win sparked by a spectacular 35-point game-high effort from Derek Cheatham. Cheatham went 6-for-9 from beyond the arc, and Levi Holmes added 15 points. Essex Junction's Eli DeGrand owned the boards, pulling down 9 rebounds. The St. Michael's men's hockey team, though, couldn't quite finish off the trifecta of wins, falling 3-2 against Stonehill College in Massachusetts last night. Sam D'Antuono got the Purple Knights on the board first, but Stonehill scored the next three goals before Zach Sullivan got one too little too late in the third period on the power play. St. Mike's loses 3-2. The UVM men's basketball team was also in action last night. They scored an 86-63 win over the University of Maine at Patrick Gym. Ernie Duncan had a game-high 26 points, and Anthony Lamb recovered from recent concussion symptoms, added 24 as the Catamounts improved to 18-5 on the season. The UVM women also played Maine, but they fell to the Black Bears 66-45. Now, the last home game in school history for Green Mountain College men's basketball was on Saturday when the Eagles defeated Bryant-Stratton College Buffalo 81-53. That brought Green Mountain's record to 16-6 this year. BPR's Rick Singeri was in attendance for that game. He joins me now to talk about it. And Rick, set the scene for that final game for us.
I went to Pulteney, or as the locals like to call it, beautiful downtown Pulteney. And the Green Mountain College teams play at the Eagle Dome. And this is a really neat structure. It's got the arched wooden roof that reminds you of Gutterson Fieldhouse at UVM. There were about 100 fans there for the game, but it was cacophonous. It's more like the Dean Dome in sound than the Eagle Dome. It's really loud. It was senior day. They honored 5 graduating seniors. And I got to speak to a former player, Mike McDougall. He's from Cambridge, New York. He was a slick shooting guard at Green Mountain College from 1995 through 1999.
I do try to get back at least once a year to take in a basketball game. I've got 3 young boys of my own, and they're hoopers as well. They love basketball, and they enjoy coming back when they can. I brought my son Mason with me today. He had a basketball game this morning and was free this afternoon to come up with me to the game. So it is bittersweet, and we'll kind of feel a little bit of a heavy heart today as we watch the final game in the Eagle Dome.
McDougall played during a heyday of Green Mountain College basketball when they won 3 of the old Mayflower Conference titles in 4 years.
Well, Rick, this game took place just a couple of weeks after the school announced it was closing at the end of the semester. Was there a kind of pall hanging over the place at all?
Well, there was much joy in the gym, but the closing of the school did hang in the air. Crispin White graduated from Castleton State. He's the current director of student success at the College of St. Joseph in West Rutland and was the assistant men's basketball coach at Green Mountain College in the late 80s. So he has loyalty to these 3 schools that were athletic rivals. Here's what he was thinking.
Definitely sad, but definitely from my standpoint, I'm just proud of what's been accomplished here athletically and academically. And yeah, definitely sadness comes to mind because to see this being the end, it's unfortunate, especially for these athletes who are on the court today.
And there's a great article that appeared in the Rutland Herald last week where Crispin White recounts that great rivalry, the matchups between the 3 local schools from decades past.
How are the players that you spoke with feeling about all of this?
Well, I spoke with sophomore Tyrell Johnson after the game. He's from the Bronx. He moved to Rutland for his final 3 years of high school. And his comments seem to embody the mindset of the team.
Oh, man, I love this team. We're great. We have good energy all around. I think it's just a group of guys who, you know, kind of mesh well together. And we kind of just love playing with each other. And knowing that it's our last few games together, we kind of just trying to enjoy every moment we have.
As we were speaking, Tyrell's teammates were taking photos with their phones of him being interviewed by me. And then he received a mini Gatorade shower.
Mini, just the bottles poured over him?
Just one bottle. This team, Mitch, seems to be as close as any I've witnessed. I mean, this is their swan song. They're staying positive, they're having fun, and they're giving their best effort. So that's really all you can ask.
That was their last home game, but what's left for Green Mountain College basketball?
Well, the women will play next Tuesday at the Eagle Dome. That'll be the final sporting event there. It was supposed to be this week, but the team from Davis College down near Binghamton had three players injured and two with the flu, so they were down to four women. The men still have five road games. Tonight they play at 7 at the College of St. Joe's, big rivalry, and then next Tuesday at Vermont Tech in Randolph Center.
Make sure to report those results on tomorrow's Sports Report. VPR's Rick Sengary, thank you so much.
My pleasure.